Hey, I'm Lindsay. Thank you so much for listening to WNRN. I am chatting with John Craigie right now. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am really good. And so where are you located right now?
Portland, Oregon at the moment.
Very cool. How is it?
It's actually just starting to get lovely. We had a little bit of June gloom there for a second, but I think now we're on the upswing.
I know. It's been really hot here in Charlottesville, and finally it started to cool down. And I definitely am like a rainy type person, so this has been ideal weather before the southern heat kicks in. So I am really in love with your new record, and I'm almost like mad at myself that this is actually the first time I've like been exposed to your music. We're playing Don't Ask on the air right now. And every time I hear it, it just makes me so happy. I was talking about this with my coworker. We're like, this is just such like a feel good song.
Oh, thank you.
Now let's take a listen to Don't Ask.
Baby, you know I'm lonely. If I wasn't lonely, then I wouldn't be talking to you. I'm trying to drink this poison and see if it'll kill me. I used to have immunity, oh, but now I don't know what it'll do. Yes, and you don't know where I've been. I was just a canvas back then, but now I'm dripping with paint. I ain't old, baby, I'm brand. I've been writing, baby. You know I ain't been writing. If I'd been writing, then I wouldn't be talking to you. I'm trying to board this train wreck. I used to have a ticket. All the best that I ever written, honey, it's all been coming from you. Yeah, so don't shut me up. It ain't like it was. I shed some layers. No blankets, but some are like heaven, honey, more than I could ever hold. You say I've been raining long and I keep on going on. That old cocoon is a dead end gone. I ain't old, baby, I'm brand.
So Don't Ask first appears on your 2018 release, Scarecrow. So what made you want to put it on your new record, Asterisk in the Universe?
I think what ended up happening was, you know, I put that song on that record and I have been playing it live a lot by myself. And just as it tends to go when you're touring with other people, they'll sit in. And I had met the Rainbow Girls right around that time and they started sitting in and just... the song kind of took on a whole new level of energy in life. And it was a song that we started doing, you know, with the three of them singing with me. And then we'd get, you know, if there was a drummer with us. And so at different festivals the summer before we recorded, I started to notice a different potential in that song. And I didn't want to you know, let it go as just sort of like a quiet one. And so that's how we gave it a shot. I still wasn't sure when I went in the studio if I would actually use it. I just sort of said, well, if it's hot, then it'll be hot and we'll do it. So that's where it was.
And the bones of the song are the same, which I really love, but it's great how you kind of like retold that song in this new record. And it really fits with, I think, the vibe that you've created. So one of my favorite things to do is kind of look at people's Spotify, like their artists like own Spotify, and also just like my friends, to see what they're listening to, how Spotify categorizes their music. And so I saw that you created a playlist for inspirations for your new album. And I was listening to that playlist, and then I listened to your record. It fits. It's like you achieved this sound of nostalgia on your new record while also having it be in its own universe. And the fact that like I was listening to Al Green and like Nina Simone and Bill Withers and even Anderson .Paak in that playlist, and then I would hear you and how it just fits so flawlessly together. You did a phenomenal job with that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And so another song that I really love from your new record is Climb Up. And there's really important messaging in there. But you could also listen to it and just groove out to the beat, which is really cool. But I love how you're saying, you know, if you want to see change, you got to create it. And one of my favorite things about it, too, is at the end, you and the band you're playing with, you guys just start jamming. Was that intentional or was that something that kind of just happened? Because I know you made this record with a bunch of your friends.
Yeah, I mean, most of the jamming was very much in the moment. You know, we did it all live in the living room in California. And, you know, these songs were, you know, what you're hearing is sort of the first or second, maybe third time it's ever been played. You know, we would learn the song. These songs were all pretty easy, you know, relatively speaking. And we'd learn them. We'd get the gist of it. I would tell them, you know, how many verses, how many choruses, kind of thing. And then the engineer would start recording, and we would just kind of play it. And you know, like any good, you know, live experience, the solos end. This is, you know, the verse starts when I start singing, basically, you know, and the song stops when I kind of give the look. And so that's all we really had. And so it was really fun to kind of just to sort of see how those things kind of fleshed out. Yeah, that one came out really nice with everyone just kind of like giving space for each other's parts. And then when it was their time, you know, really hitting it well.
Let's take a listen to John Craigie's Climb Up from his new record, Asterisk the Universe.
If they're too far from the speaker, how not to preach to the choir? The demons run from the preacher, but I know where they hide. All we gotta do is climb. Ooh, you gotta climb up. Ooh, you gotta climb up. Ooh, oh, if you want, bring them down. Trickle down, all you get is a trickle. Told hard to live large, all you get is a little. Leave you stranded in the middle with nothing left to stand on. You gotta climb up. You gotta climb up. Oh, if you wanna bring them down. No time for that. Come and take too long, the devil rides first class. but we'll take it back, pass it all around. We gotta climb up. We gotta climb up.
Was Climb Up from John Craigie.
And it's, and listening to it, it just kind of feels like a relic of what live music and what jamming with friends was a couple months ago. Because as I'm talking to you now, I'm in my home in Charlottesville, and you're in Portland. We're all still social distancing, and it just made me really nostalgic for seeing bands have that chemistry playing. And so I know people rave about your live performances. What's something about performing live that you really, really miss?
I mean, basically everything, but you know, I think, you know, mostly just that connection with the audience. You know, the few streams I've done have been challenging because of that, because I want to, before I play a song, I want to explain it, you know, I want to give the story behind it, and I want to tell a story, you know, related to it. And it's really hard to do that without a live crowd there, you know, sort of knowing what your your beats and your flow and everything like that. And so I miss that a lot. And I think that it's made me realize just, yeah, how crucial that is to what I'm trying to do.
And how, like, the right crowd can really set the tone for the show. Because, I mean, the musicians you play with, like, on your record, I think just prop you up so well. And you guys just have such great chemistry. And yeah, listening to it really made me miss a whole other aspect of music and radio that not a lot of us are participating in right now. And speaking of, like, that live, really robust energy, what made you go from making more of a singer-songwriter record? And I don't like that label all the time, which is Scarecrow, to making this very, like, Motown soul-inspired new album.
Yeah, again, it's really all about who you choose to be around. You know, I these were the artists that I had been inspired by and had been playing with over the course of the year at various parties and festivals. And so I just think sometimes it's just like chemistry. You know, you kind of put everything in the pot and you sort of see what comes out. You know, we had no idea you know, what kind of album this would be until all of a sudden, you know, we started playing and the sound was there.
Do you have any more projects on the horizon, or do you have any idea of when you're going to be able to get back out on the road?
Well, project-wise, yeah, you know, I'm always thinking about the next record, and I'd love to start recording that this summer. You know, if this summer remains, you know, sort of stays as like a down, you know, stay in at home kind of summer, but. Yeah, it's always changing, you know, and of course that changes from state to state, region to region. So you hear murmurs of this opening up or that opening up, and then you also hear rumors of people saying not until January or not until next fall. So I think that I'm all just being very patient and letting, you know, time just, you know, move forward as it does, and hopefully soon.
Definitely. And so since being home, what's something that you feel like you took for granted before, but now is like one of the really wonderful small pleasures?
You know, I think just for me, I traveled so much. So just being able to like cook and buy groceries, you know, for more than 3 days.
Right, yeah.
I was joking with a musician friend of mine at the very, very beginning when everyone was panic buying. You know, if you remember like the first week of quarantine.
Yep.
And we were joking how like a musician's panic buy is getting like a dozen eggs as opposed to the six, you know, because you're... because that's your like idea of being in for the long haul. You're like, ooh, I've never bought the 12 before.
Right, because you're actually going to be around to cook them.
Yeah, yeah. Buying the big thing of creamer as opposed to the small thing. And so it was things like that that I thought were... But now being home, and it's just really nice to be able to plan meals and say like, oh, I could do this. And pickling too. I made homemade sauerkraut, homemade pickles. And that's something that I wouldn't have been able to do in the past just because of the... not being consistently here.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it's cool to see a lot of people get in touch with the more domestic side of ourselves that I feel like in a fast-paced world, we don't normally have a lot of time to do so. As a silver lining to all of this. But
yes,
thank you so much. It was so great to talk to you, John.
Yeah, you too. Thank you so much.
John Craigie's new record, Asterisk the Universe, is out now.